It's time to talk money in the morning with Dave Betts from Ameriprise Financial. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
It's officially spring.
I think so.
I mean, yeah, it is. I've been looking at the weather forecast for Thursday, which is opening day at Comerica Park, and it's going to be cold.
Must be a little nasty. Maybe a little snow on opening day. I've been to a few opening days in my time, and some days you get 85 and sunny. Sometimes you get 34 and snow. So you just never know what
it's supposed to be
get.
In the 60s by the weekend. So we'll take that.
I did hear that in your forecast. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Me as well. So one of the things that goes along with springtime is planning those summer weddings. And, you know, anybody that got, engaged in the last year is looking at maybe planning a wedding. And those can get expensive, can't they?
Yes. Yeah, so we're getting close to wedding time. And obviously people are getting married this summer. They've got really deep into their planning. But, you know, there's some people who maybe just got engaged or just starting that planning process. My brother-in-law is actually one of them. He got engaged over the weekend.
All right.
But yes, weddings can be expensive. So that's one of those things where we don't normally think about financial planning and weddings, but at the same time, you know, whether it's your wedding or your child's wedding, it's one of those, it's a big ticket item. And like you said, they can get expensive. The average cost of a wedding in 2018 in the United States was about $34,000. So
wow.
It's a big ticket item.
It is indeed. And of course, you don't have to spend that much. I mean, you can go to the Justice of the Peace or even a church wedding. You can do it without all the bells and whistles. But obviously, it's something that a lot of people dream about for a long time. So what are some things that you should do when you're approaching that that wedding planning?
Well, one of the very first things I always suggest is that you kind of discuss expectations. You know, so the bride and the groom and the parents on each side. Just maybe want to have a conversation because each person might have different thoughts about what that ideal wedding looks like. So, you know, if you're the bride or the groom, you want to talk with your partner about what aspects of the wedding are most important to you. And if you're a parent of the bride and the groom, maybe you want to have a nice, open, and honest conversation about what you're expecting to contribute to the wedding.
Yeah.
Just way nobody gets caught off guard. Nobody's caught by surprise.
Well, you got to figure out where the wedding is going to be, and it might not even be where you live, right?
That's true. Destination weddings have become a big thing over the last few years. So, you know, if you have your heart set on a destination wedding, that's good. But we want to make sure that you're prepared for the added expenses. You got airfare and accommodations, and of course you got the logistical challenges of, you know, the locations and managing everything from afar. So, you know, it's a challenge of a destination wedding, but it's one of the advantages traditionally is a destination wedding a lot of times has a smaller guest list, so you can save some money there.
Yeah, and we've talked with Deanne from St. Clair Travel about this before. You can sometimes roll expenses up into one package. In other words, a lot of resorts that do destination weddings, you can get your photographer, your flowers, your catering all in one place.
So yes.
You can save money, though.
Yeah, it's a package deal.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a lot of times your guests are paying for their own travel expenses, so that can be a way, depending on the way you want to have it. If you want to have a smaller, intimate affair, maybe a destination wedding makes sense.
Whether it's a destination wedding or not, you got to decide on your guest list, and you should probably make that one of the first things you do, huh?
Yeah, because I think the size of the wedding and the guest list is a big determining factor of the overall cost, because you know that's going to determine what size of reception space you need, what size of a ceremony space that you need, what the cost is going to be for catering and beverages, and obviously, generally speaking, the bigger the guest list, the bigger the cost.
No doubt. And so get everybody to weigh in, parents and everybody else, and then figure out who's paying for it, right?
Yeah, I think that's important, you know, because, you know, there may be, if you're a younger couple that just got engaged, maybe there's this predetermined thought in your mind that mom and dad are going to be able to cover all those costs, and maybe mom and dad have a different idea. So I think it's important that we have some honest and open, frank conversations about who plans to pay for what and how much they plan to contribute. And I think that can clear up any of those things early and maybe avoid some awkward conversations down the road.
Yeah, you got to do some research, too, and figure out what this stuff's going to cost, because, you know, once you're able to set a budget, then you can go find your photographer and your DJ or your band and your hall and all that other stuff. But if you don't know what it costs going in, those costs are going to mount up pretty quickly.
Yeah, and that's why I think it's important to have a budget, you know, regardless of who's paying for what, whether it's the bride and groom paying or the parents paying. I think you want to identify your budget before you start working out the details, because, you know, if you're the bride who has their heart set on this dream dress and that's going to be a huge part of your expense, then that's fine. But you need to figure out where the other parts of the wedding are going to get paid for and being able to still get that dream dress. So having clear priorities can definitely help you make sure that everything goes smoothly.
Of course, Radio First has our bridal show every year in January, and that's a great place for people to really, you know, do some research. And, you know, it's just going to take some time of, you know, calling your friends that have had weddings, looking up information, but research is going to be key, isn't it?
Absolutely, because you want to do research on the vendors. You want to look at the videographers, the caterers, the florists, you know, the different locations to have the wedding, what all of that's going to cost. And I think you're right. The Radio First Bridal Shows are probably a great place to start with that in January.
Cash flow becomes an issue when you're, you know, paying for all these expenses, and some of them you got to pay up front, whether it's a down payment or the amount in full. You know, it can be, you might have an amount of money budgeted, but if you don't have that cash on hand, it becomes difficult to pay for.
Absolutely. So cash flow is a very important thing to plan for, to manage that cash flow, because as you pointed out, some of the vendors want all the money up front. Some of them want a small deposit and the rest at the time of the event. Some of them will take a deposit and let you make payments over time leading up to the event. So you really want to have a clear picture of what that's going to look like from each one of the vendors. Each one of the things that you're going to pay for is how is that cash flow going to work and what's that expense going to look like.
When you plan this wedding too, you've got to, when you set your budget, you got to remember it's not just the day of, but you're going to have, friends coming in from out of town. You might have a bachelor party. You might have, a honeymoon afterwards. You got to really kind of roll all that together when you're figuring out how much you're going to spend.
You really do, because it's easy to forget about some of those other things. You know, when we talk about the average cost of the wedding, and obviously average means some are higher and some are lower, but if the average cost is $34,000, and that doesn't even count the honeymoon. But you're right, there's other things you're going to have: bachelor parties, engagement parties, wedding showers, rehearsal dinners. A lot of people have a gift opening thing the next day after the wedding where they get together and serve a meal and have all in the bride and groom open gifts. So we want to make sure we're planning for all those little ancillary things on top of just the wedding. So we don't want those things to sneak up on us at the end. And again, we want to have a clear picture of who's paying for that, because a lot of times family and friends will chip in on those types of things. But we want to make sure we know who's paying for it and how much they're chipping in for those types of things.
Of course, when you're getting married, you're marrying your expenses and your budgets together too, really. I mean, I know some couples keep everything, you know, separate or some things separate. But, you know, when you're spending, you know, $34,000 on a wedding, you've also got to keep in mind, you know, one or both of you might have other debt. You might have, you really got to kind of put the two budgets together, don't you?
You certainly do. You know, you're marrying each other and you're marrying each other's finances as well. So, you know, a lot of times when we talk about wedding planning, we're obviously most of the time think of younger people getting married. But, you know, we have, you know, older people getting married all the time too. And that's a whole conversation for a different day when you have, you know, a second marriage for both potentially, and we're marriage and finances and we have children of each of our own. And, you know, how do we keep all that separate? But when we're thinking about this type of wedding with the younger people, you know, a lot of times they're still working on paying off their student loans. They want to have a down payment for their first home. You know, we're working on, you know, those types of things. So we have to make sure that we're putting the wedding in perspective and making sure that we're not taking the money away from things that we could use on other things, such as putting a down payment on a home. So we want to make sure that the wedding is important, but at the end of the day, we want to make sure we're keeping it in perspective.
And there are ways that you can cut costs too and still have a nice wedding. You know, if you come up with, some ideas, the things that you want to spend money on, you say, well, we just can't afford that. Well, there's, you know, always plan B and plan C. And you may need to, enroll the help of maybe a wedding planner to take care of all that.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about financial planners and helping you with every aspect of your financial life. And we think about wedding planners, that's their job, right? So if you don't really enjoy the planning, or you don't have time for it, maybe a wedding planner makes sense. But the wedding planners can also help you basically maintain within your budget, because they have contacts with vendors. They have, you know, contacts with different halls and banquet facilities and those types of things. And, you know, one of the things they can kind of help you do is, you know, put together a package that's within your budget. So, you know, it may not be out of the, you know, realm of possibility to think about hiring a wedding planner.
Yeah, a lot of options when it comes to planning your wedding. And if you're in the midst of it right now, or, you know, maybe your kids are getting married, or you know somebody that's going through this, these are some good tips. And, of course, you can always talk money in the morning or the afternoon or the evening with Dave Betts at Ameriprise Financial.
We try to be available whenever you're looking for help.
What's the best way to find you?
You can call my office. The number there is 810-987-5370. Office is located right downtown Port Huron at 527 Huron Avenue.